Judge Murphy sat expressionlessly as the verdict was read, his hands folded across his chest as they had been through much of the trial. He had only one thing to say to waiting reporters.
I am not prepared to publicly comment on the American system of justice, which I have faithfully served all my life.
Murphy's lawyer says he thought the long 14 and a half hours of deliberation were a good sign for his client, and he promises to appeal the verdict. Sentencing is set for August 31st, and Murphy faces up to 240 years in prison and fines of up to $111,000. All of this is good news for U.S. Attorney Dan Webb. He says the verdict strengthens his hand for trials of the remaining Graylor defendants, including three more judges. I'm Arch Halperin.